From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi commanders say coalition forces have broken through jihadist lines east of Mosul and were poised to enter the Islamic State stronghold. The breakthrough comes 2 weeks after a coalition of Iraqi and Kurdish forces, backed by Shiite militia and U.S. airstrikes, launched the military operation to retake the city. Syrian opposition activists are urging the United Nations and the international community to push for the release of tens of thousands of detainees in Syria. A delegation from the High Negotiations Committee says the release would help relieve the, or rather revive, the stalled peace process for Syria. The delegation has been meeting with the UN Special Envoy for Syria's team, hoping a release of detainees will lead to an improved negotiating process. That, in turn, it will encourage a break in the siege of Aleppo and the delivery of more humanitarian aid. Lebanon's parliament has elected former army commander Michel Aoun as president. The election ends more than a 2-year power vacuum and political stalemate in Lebanon. Aoun was quickly sworn in. He pledged political and economic reform and urged a real partnership among deeply divided Lebanese political factions. He has a wide support base, mostly among Lebanon's educated youth, but is considered a divisive figure in the country for his role in the 1975-90 civil war. Italian authorities are assessing damage in Norcia one day after the town was rocked by an earthquake. Although Sunday's tremor was stronger than an August 24th quake, no one was killed this time. This is VOA News.